6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, Hump Day, March 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. We're taking your calls this morning, 844-769-2944. Had some interesting conversations with people of a Republican nature lately that are all talking about this thing in Ukraine, wanting to know, is this a false flag or are they just trying to clean up Ukraine's mafia? I mean, what's going on here? We'll get to that in a minute. One of the things at the Power Mall we want to point out this week for those of you looking for a deal, because everybody always wants a deal, we have 10% off at the Power Mall this week on North American Urban Spice and Global Healing Center products. And we have a BOGO special. I mean, anybody that shops knows what a BOGO is. Well, we've got them here while supplies last on the Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil products. So you got to love that. We appreciate Kevin Mills. He's our newest level 3 supporter. All you got to do is get online, buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. You'll see it when you go on and you log on thepowerhour.com. We appreciate all those folks in South Central Florida on the Gulf side that are going to be listening to the show. We want to take the opportunity to invite you on. I understand there's a big meeting there with a lot of big major dignitaries that are going to be on the Gulf side having a meeting, and the Power Hour is going to get an honorable mention there, and we want to welcome all of you on board. Sign up for the email blast. That's the best way to get the latest news and information. You don't have to sit there and wait for TV late night to stress you out before bedtime when you can get that news and have an opportunity to digest it the day before or the day after. Or you can actually dial us in live. We're on shortwave 7.490 right now. So you can listen to us on shortwave. And if you're on 13.845 megahertz, we want to know whether or not you're getting us in loud and clear. If not, please let us know. Support@thepowerhour.com is the email address to dial us up. But you can buy a level 1, level 2, or level 3 support membership and be a big team player here with the Power Hour. And we appreciate that. Plus, you get all sorts of perks. The more you sponsor, the more perks you get. You want 10% off on all online orders at the Power Mall automatically? All you have to do is be a level 3 support member. You can email us for more information at support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know how you are doing. We're also on social media, and one of the other things I got to mention here real quickly is about people calling into the Power Hour asking where they can find a doctor who is a COVID expert and where they can get their off-label meds. Where's their pharmacy out there that's not going to gouge? Yeah, I know that's really important out there, especially if you're looking for the stuff the frontline doctors are recommending. You know what I'm talking about. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, fluvoxamine, all of those great meds to help you get through COVID. That's what it's all about. Whether there are any waves coming up, new pandemics coming up, you know what they're going to try to pull. I mean, they're launching in Florida and California new genetically modified mosquitoes. Why are they doing that? We don't know, but here's the thing. You got to keep the meds on hand so you can start your treatment fast. And even the low-risk patients that can benefit from off-label meds, they can prevent long COVID. This stuff can be debilitating. It messes with your mind. It's long-term brain fog. You don't need that. In fact, they did a large-scale recent study at the VA of 150,000 vets, which showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year after having COVID, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. And we're talking about that brain fog out there. So the answer to all this, mygotodoc.com. Dr. Syed Haider set this up. We've had him on the show twice. We at the Power Hour believe in it. I believe in it so much, I called the number. I dialed up mygotodoc.com, got online, enrolled. It was free. Dr. Syed Haider has treated over 50,000 people who've had COVID. No deaths. Unlike other sites that you can register for free here and ask questions forever. Nobody's going to send you a bill for asking a question. That's the nice thing about mygotodoc.com. And they connect you to independent pharmacies that charge less than any place else. I mean, you can't beat it. I got my meds. My medicine cabinet is stocked up. Why isn't yours? Mygotodoc.com is your go-to source for COVID-19. The number is 281-219-7367. And if you miss that number, all you got to do is go to our reruns. They come in your email inbox. It's the email blast that we put out the day afterwards. It's got the number on there. You can write it down, call up, go to mygotodoc.com, and sign up for free. And a live human being will communicate with you and answer your questions. Not difficult at all. We want to help people out. You're looking for solutions. We have them here at the Power Hour. Now, our guest today at the noon hour, for those of you who don't think you have a green thumb because you're out of shape and you're a curmudgeon, you know, you don't have a green thumb. I know how it gets. You know, it's like, hey, I got time for that stuff. What am I going to do that for? How are we going to grow food? I know there's a food shortage. I'll just go down to the grocery store. What do you mean the shelves are empty? So you got to worry about that. That's why we have solutions for you, thegrownetwork.com. Marjorie Wildcraft's going to be joining us, talking about all sorts of ways that you can make fertilizer cheaply. And, yes, that does include chicken poop. I'm sorry. But, hey, I like fresh farm eggs, don't you? I like it. Always have liked farm fresh eggs. And believe it or not, this is something I learned the last time that we were on the show with Marjorie. Six hens
a laying
can make you 1,500 eggs a year. I mean, do you realize what six hens can do? And six hens, that's not a lot to take care of as long as you keep them away from all those predators out there and you seal up your coop tight enough. You have enough fertilizer, you can do raised bed gardening, and you can start a compost pile. I mean, it's so easy to do. Why aren't you doing it? Well, Marjorie's going to give you a little incentive on today's show. Now we move along with the news. And you always wonder, and this is the thing that I've been having these conversations with the Republican sort. And I'm libertarian, as you know, but I don't ascribe to every single thing that the libertarians espouse because they're kind of moving in that rightist direction. And I'm not a moderate, and I'm certainly not a liberal. For those of you out there who think that for some strange reason I am, I'm not, certainly not. And here's the thing about Zelensky and the thing about Putin. Zelensky is cool as jets on joining NATO. This is what Putin wanted to hear. Putin wanted nothing to do with Ukraine becoming a NATO country. And the reason is because he doesn't want NATO troops and supplies and nukes and everything parked in Ukraine. He wants a space between Romania, all those Ukraine, you know, the NATO countries. He wants a space. That's what Ukraine is there for. So Putin's going to do what Putin is going to do. And he doesn't need the New World Order, and he doesn't need Fauci and Gates and Daszak and Klaus Schwab. He doesn't need those boneheads telling him what to do. He's going to do what he wants to do. And if the rest of them interfere, well, you know, there's always that little ricin tablet on the end of an umbrella. You know what I'm talking about. He's not afraid to send his own agents out to do these people in. They don't realize who they're messing with. And see, Putin has aligned himself with Xi Jinping. And they're both looking at the United States and going, how do we take this country down? You see, one of the reasons we haven't been taken over yet is because everybody here is very well armed. That should send a message to everyone except the liberal Democrats who don't want you to be armed. But see, these liberal Democrats are stupid. And this is the reason I say this. Because if they don't realize right now what happens when an invading country comes in, they think they're going to be all chummy-chummy with them. Let me tell you, they'll be the first ones to be taken out and executed in the square. Because no invading enemy is going to want some loudmouth like AOC telling them what to do. Yes, I know, AOC, you're probably not going to date the Chinese or the Russians if they come in here, but I'll guarantee you, you'll be one of the first ones they take out in the square and execute, you moron. You don't get what freedom is worth in this country. We even have UFC fighters getting on TV saying, I don't care about Ukraine. What I do care about is if they come here, I'm going to dig my feet into the Arkansas soil and I'm going to fight to the death. You may have seen that video out there. You see, we have people that love America like me. We took an oath to support and protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, both what? Foreign and domestic. God, do I sound like I'm on a rant? Ooh, don't want to do that. But see, here's the thing. I'm a constitutionalist. And see, you may not like Naomi Wolf because she's a yellow dog, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. You know what? Naomi Wolf is also a journalist, but she's also a constitutionalist. That's what we have in common. And the whole idea about giving you my phone number, 844-769-2944, is so you can get on the phone and call up. We've been isolated and shut in and programmed on TV and made to be fearful. Everybody just, it's kind of like we've forgotten how to talk. So one of the reasons why we invite you on the show is to talk, to exchange your ideas. That's what America's always been about, is a free exchange of ideas. And see, when you have the opportunity to get on the show and talk about stuff, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's what's going on at the gas pump, we had a great crew of folks calling in yesterday about alcohol and how economical it would be to use corn or alcohol or any another number of things in your fuel tank. The thing is we're dealing with big oil here, and big oil has stopped every alternative fuel source that we think might work. And the thing is we have a Democratic government that's all just stuck on electric cars. Like, let me ask you a very simple question. You can answer this if you want to call 844-769-2944. Who the hell can afford a $55,000 electric car these days? One that, especially if the battery goes bad, you got to pay half that to get it replaced. Seriously. I mean, these people came into power, however they got there, don't know, but they came into power. And they're sitting there thinking, oh, everybody can afford an electric car. Really? With the prices that are going on at the gas pump right now, this is just nuts to think that we can all afford an electric car. It's stupid. And where's the electricity going to come from? We don't have enough of those stations out there that can charge your car. If everybody had one, they'd be fighting over stations. It takes 20 minutes to supercharge your car. How's that going to happen? Maybe Mark in Iowa has an answer to that question. Mark, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear you on the radio here. Hey, are you familiar with Ezekiel chapter 38?
I am, and that's one of the things that, you know, we're always talking about the end of the world and the light end time prophecies. And I know that Ezekiel, you know, was one of the prophets that, you know, was forecasting that. A lot of people play in Revelation. A lot of people play in Daniel. They've all made various comments in the Word of God about the end times. What's your take?
Well, you know, if you read Isaiah too, like two-thirds of the book of Isaiah are about America, the greatest country, you know, that is of actually Israel, USA. And, you know, most of the pastors and the churches don't even understand. Of course, they don't believe in the Old Testament, the law of Moses or the prophets, but two-thirds of the book of Isaiah is talking about the United States of America, which is modern-day Israel. So it makes sense, and if you understand in Ezekiel 38, which is Russia's roots are traced back to Esau, Edom, which is Amalek. And Amalek was the people that took Israel into bondage in Egypt, Mitzrayim. And so these are the same people. You can trace the roots, Mongol, Turks, Esau, Edom, Agite, Amalek. So that is who modern-day Russia is. So everything that's happening in Ukraine is a stepping stone for an invasion into the United States, Canada, in, you know, and Ephraim is Canada, America is Manasseh, 13th tribe.
Right. And, Mark, you're also looking at the Gog and Magog reference as well, I'm sure, because if you read any of those, you know, prophets, latter-day prophets, this is exactly what they were talking about. And, yeah, I'll buy that. You know, this is the thing. It doesn't, you don't have to be Nostradamus or a biblical scholar. If you just read the Word of God, you know, it'll come to you, especially if you pray for an answer, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the thing is, too, is that, you know, Putin is having problems right now with his logistics, you know, supply logistics. You know, that's what you have to know if you're going to be a commander and stuff. But the thing is that the, you know, it says in the book of Ezekiel that the Russians are going to, you know, and Russia and China are going to have an invasion into America. It's going to be through Alaska and through the Arctic. But they're going to come on horses. And Russia has the greatest, it has the biggest horse cavalry in the entire world.
Interesting. Good to know.
And if you look at the oil, now see everything that's going on with oil, if they have a mechanized weapon, you know, mobile recognized weapons coming in here, you know, and they need fuel and everything, they have problems with fuel already over there in Ukraine. So they're really, the fuel is going to be an issue with an invading army.
But if you have a cavalry of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people on horseback coming into the United States through Canada and into the America, an invasion force, and they got drones and their paddles and all that kind of stuff, then you really got problems, you know?
Yeah, nobody would be expecting that, would they, Mark? Got to wonder about that sometimes. Is, you know, they have all sorts of different ways. We already know that China is occupying parts of Canada right now. They have Chinese troops up there, so I'm told, yet to be confirmed. But, I mean, this is the thing. You know, if they can keep us in fear, that's one thing. But if we've got the armament, you know, they're really looking at the Biden administration to try to take everybody's guns away. I mean, now we've got people in Long Island, politicians out there saying, oh, anybody that's got an AR-15, you need to send it to Ukraine so they can defend themselves. I'm going, people that are smart are not going to give up their AR-15. They know what they have, and they know it's a defensive weapon, and they know that the United States military's armament is way more sophisticated than AR-15s. We've got to have something that's comparable out here to defend ourselves with, especially if what you're saying is the absolute truth, sir, which I don't doubt. You're quoting the book of Ezekiel, and this is one of the reasons why I appreciate your call this morning. Thanks so much. Also, never forget, the same politicians calling for freedom now are the ones who took yours away months ago. And this is where we get back to this narrative, because if you don't parrot everything the establishment is saying, and see, here's the thing. You're talking to these folks that are either leftist or rightist. It doesn't matter really what it is. It's a label, okay? It's a one-party system that's controlling this country. And this is my worldview, all right? If you don't like my worldview, hey, you've got your own worldview. Call me up, 844-769-2944, and tell me about your worldview. See if we agree to disagree, totally agree, or totally disagree. You know, this is the thing. We've forgotten to talk. We've been locked down, and this is exactly what this little narrative is about. If you don't parrot the establishment narrative, you're an agent of the Kremlin. Oh, see, here's another thing they can sit there. This war propaganda machine is out, and we haven't seen anything like it since the immediate aftermath of 9/11. And so the media, your leaders, they're all demanding you take a side, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, folks. Why really is Putin invading Ukraine? Because he doesn't want him to become NATO. He doesn't want NATO weapons in the country so close to his borders. He wants to reunify. He wants to clean up the Ukrainian mafia. Trust me, Russia has its own little mafia out there in the underground economy. Here's the one thing about rising taxes and the underground economy. Way back when, economist Bruce Bartlett, this was in the days of the Reagan administration, was looking at all different ways, and I wrote about this in the first chapters of what became Doomed to Repeat. Bruce Bartlett was an economist who actually thought, man, we got to figure out a way to get a hold of the shadow economy and wrestle it so not only we can understand it, we can infiltrate it. It's like your giant flea market. If you've ever been to First Monday Trade Days in Canton, Texas, you know the IRS would love to find out what's in there, because you got 300 acres of flea market. It's the biggest flea market in the state of Texas, maybe in the world. I don't know. But if you've ever been to that, they got $5 parking across the roadway to get to the 300 acres. I mean, you can't see it all in one day, which is why they call it First Monday Trade Days. You get the whole weekend before to go look at everything. There are people out there that are buying, selling, bartering. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about, you setting up in your own community as your own flea market like this, because this is how you're going to survive, especially with Marjorie Wildcraft telling you how to grow your own vegetables, how to grow your own eggs, how to sell eggs, how to barter for what you need to feed your family. I mean, this is the sort of thing that Bruce Bartlett was writing about trying to get a hold of. They cannot regulate the underground economy, which is why it works. And Russia has an underground economy that is just booming. The more you start taxing economies, the more the economy goes underground. You have Gab, you got Parler, you got all these different social media sites out there now that are catering to the ultra-right that are starting their own parallel economy. Understand why that is, because they don't like the idea of a cashless society. And Putin doesn't either. He doesn't ascribe to the IMF. He wants nothing to do with this. He loves his ruble. He wants people to have hard currency. And what happens when you take away hard currency from the people? They revolt. They revolt because you just made their life complicated and don't think that same thing won't happen here in the United States. And it may happen on a smaller scale to start with, but you get people united and they've got their AR-15s. They can march on any state capital they want. And all of those starving National Guardsmen that are called out there to defend the Capitol are going to go, hey, wait a minute, we're being affected just as much as the people out here that are getting ready to riot with their AR-15s. You want to talk about an insurrection? That's an insurrection. Not this nonsense that happened January 6th. That's just bunk. That's the Democrats' excuse for ramping up against Trump to try to keep him from running again. Whether he does or not, we don't know. Trump may have figured out he's a kingmaker, and all he's got to do is throw his money behind the right Republicans, and he can put his power base in the majority. And then what they do, and here's the thought process now. I'm just thinking outside of the box. You follow along here. May not be what you're thinking, but this is what I'm thinking. And if you agree to disagree, you know my toll-free number. But you get a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. You impeach Biden because he's a nitwit. You impeach Giggles because she's a nitwit. Then, because of the fact that you have a Republican as Speaker of the House, they automatically become president. Then you have a vice president that you bring in. Got it? You see where I'm going with this? Now all of a sudden we're in control. They're no longer in control. The whole idea, then you open up the Keystone Pipeline, you put the country back the way it was, you rescind all the previous 28 executive orders that undid everything that Trump did, and we're back to normal. Now, is it going to take time? Yes. Are we going to have to be patient? Yes. Do we have the power of the vote in November 2022? Yes, we do. You know, here's the thing. We cannot afford to have another global conflict right now. This is not what the mainstream media wants. They want you to think we need to be and stand for a democracy in Ukraine. Not so. Push back. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. It's Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Moving right back into our dialogue here about Democrats, Republicans, and the fact that, you know, we don't know everything that's going on in Ukraine because we're relying on mainstream media to tell us this. Here's the thing. They all claim Ukraine is a democracy. If it was, why did they take down three TV stations for being critical of their president? Democracies do not kidnap and cage their political opposition, which has happened to come in the second election process. Democracies don't bomb innocent civilians with their own countries for not being loyal to their party. You see, this is part of the problem, is we're not being told the whole thing. Matter of fact, there was a Trafalgar group for the Convention of States did a poll finding that the supermajority of Democrats, 65%, actually thought that what Trudeau's moves were in Canada, all authoritarian, to arrest and confiscate people's life savings for practicing their freedom of speech, they thought it was a good thing. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. They thought it was a good thing? Really? Oh, this is just nuts. You know, if this is a good thing, you've got to stop believing what you're watching on mainstream TV, especially when we found out that our government used our own tax dollars to fund a campaign, a vaccination campaign, on all the major networks. Every one of them, Washington Post, New York Times, all the major media, ABC, CBS, put an acronym to it. They all got money from the government, our taxpayer dollars, to promote the jab. And we just kind of like scratching our head going, man, how's the government getting this out there? How's the media playing into us? So they were paid off. You know, and as author Chris Hedges so accurately reminds us, only the autocrats and politicians who dream of empire and global hegemony, of the godlike power that comes with wielding armies, warplanes, and fleets, along with the merchants of death whose businesses floods countries with weapons, profit from war. This is a banker's war. Bankers benefit. Defense contractors benefit. The expansion of NATO into Eastern Europe. Guess who benefited from that? Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Analytics Services, Huntington Ingalls, Humana, BAE Systems, L3 Harris, billions in profit. And you stoke a conflict in Ukraine, they're going to earn billions more as a result of it. You know, our own government, we're at war with our own government. And I'll tell you, well, how our government alienates people. Russia has issued a list of unfriendly countries amid the Ukraine crisis. Guess who's on it? Yep, if you said the United States, you're right. We're on it. According to their government statement, this list includes Albania, Andorra, Australia, Great Britain, including Jersey, Anguilla, British Virgin Islands, Gibraltar, European Union member states, Iceland, Canada, Liechtenstein, Micronesia, Monaco, New Zealand, Norway, South Korea, San Marino, North Macedonia, Singapore, Taiwan, Ukraine, Montenegro, Switzerland, and Japan. All unfriendly countries to Russia. So you got to wonder, I mean, that's enough to start a world war, don't you think? UK, by the way, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says they're going to move away from dependence on Russian oil throughout this year. You know, we don't know how much actually they import. U.S. only imports about 3 to 4%, so it's not like we're, you know, sacrificing everything for Lent here. And not only that, but there's other little shady stuff going on in the shift show over in Ukraine. China is urging the Pentagon to open up about all the biolabs that the U.S. Defense Department controls around the world. 336 of them, as a matter of fact. And they want to know about the what's going on, why Ukrainian authorities are destroying pathogens studied at its laboratories. Moscow is claiming 30 U.S.-financed Ukrainian biolabs have been actively cooperating with the American military. Oh, you didn't know about that. Well, let's just do all this disinformation campaign and deny, deny, deny. And I got a name for you. It's GOP County Executive Bruce Blakeman. He's the guy who announced the gun drive, and he wants Long Islanders to donate their rifles, AR-15s, and shotguns, just so you know. He got on ABC 7 New York, you know, one of the touters of let's have a world war. You got to love this. And just because Putin has threatened to launch a nuke doesn't make it so. It's a scare tactic. But if he was going to, I think he knows where to clean house. You know, don't think that our world's enemies do not know where the financial and political centers of the United States are. They know where they are. They know the political center of this country is in D.C., that little 10-square-mile area. One nuke could take the whole thing out. We could start over. Of course, now, if you have Russia or China doing it, well, starting over means you're going to start over their way. That means you're going to have to be like that UFC fighter, and you're going to have to dig your heels into whatever soil is out there, and you're going to have to defend your turf. This is one of the reasons why, you know, when they try to cut off your food supply, when here's a little tip for you, and this is one of the reasons why we have Marjorie Lovecrap coming onto the program at the top of the hour. What you know, when you start seeing the grocery store shelves emptying out, and it takes a long time to restock. We're going back to this old thing. It's called JIT, just in time. This basically was a Walmart kind of conceptualized thing. We have enough stuff on the shelves to last 72 hours. And once it's gone, well, then we just resupply it. What happens when the supply chain breaks down? And here they are tasking all of our truckers, telling them, you have to take the jab. Why are they so hell-bent on everybody getting the jab? I think enough of the truth is out there. We already know. We know what's going on. And then you've got the ATF out there, and they've got records on everybody that owns a gun. I mean, dating way back into the 70s. And they're keeping this information. Representative Lauren Boebert from Colorado is voicing her support for the fight against an ATF gun registry, calling the legislation as bleach bit. They want to erase all those ATF files the way Hillary Clinton erased her emails, allegedly. Earlier in the day, Breitbart News reported Representative Michael Cloud of Texas was introducing the No Registry Rights Act. I would call your congressman and tell him to agree with that and to pass it. Cloud's legislation also directs retiring FFLs, that's federal firearms license holders, to destroy their sales transfer records so they don't fall into the hands of the ATF. Now, what's so important about that? One word I have for you. One word. Waco. Yes, you can say Koresh was slapping the babies and he was impregnating every woman in his compound. I mean, that's what they call Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge. They called his little $5,000 plywood shack a compound. It's called demonization, folks. This is how they make people political enemies of the state. They got your number. You know, if you're buying weapons on the black market, you see, we're talking about that parallel economy again. This is what a lot of people are doing. They're stocking up. They're going around the FFL, so their name isn't in the registry somewhere. You know, this is a sad thing about it. When the government starts collecting information, you're kind of scratching your head going, gee, why are they doing that? What do they have to gain by that? Well, when they do the door-to-door gun grabs, and see, here's the other thing. I don't think these Democratic administrations have it through their brain that these people are going to be the first to be executed when the enemy comes in and takes over. Seriously, they don't need the Democrats in power. And the Democrats, they don't need the Democrats. You know, if they want to tell Putin what to do, Putin's going to have them all taken out and executed. They don't need the Democrats telling them what to do. Our enemies know exactly what to do, and that's eliminate everybody that gets in their way. They don't care about their mentality. They don't want the cashless society, because when you go cashless, you drive the economy underground, and you cannot regulate an underground economy. You cannot regulate a shadow economy. Bruce Bartlett tried to come up with a way to do this a long time ago and failed miserably. And we wasted American tax dollars on all of this research and think tank study. A little mention about January 6th. Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the far-right Proud Boys, has been charged with conspiracy. This is on a superseding indictment revealed on Tuesday that's just now making the media, revealing that he allegedly met with Oathkeeper leader Stuart Rhodes in D.C. in a parking garage leading up to the riot. They met for approximately 30 minutes, according to the indictment, and one participant referenced the Capitol. Tarrio then traveled to Baltimore. According to the indictment, he was not in the district during the Capitol riot. But they conspired. You see, this is another way that they make you a political enemy, because conspiracy is a felony, and they can take away your right to own a gun and vote. Now, if they do this to every right-thinking, law-abiding, gun-toting, God-fearing American citizen, they can take your country. That's what this is all about. It's all part of the bigger picture. You got to wonder about these things. And here we have, you know, every time I go to the post office, I go to the counter, I want to buy some stamps. I go, yeah, I'd like some of those forever bankrupt stamps. And the clerk looks at me and starts sniggering. The Senate has passed a $107 billion overhaul of the United States Postal Service, lauding the mail agency's role in the pandemic response. You see, there's always something that we can tie this into. $107 billion financial overhaul of the long beleaguered U.S. Postal Service, providing monetary relief for the agency that leaders say will allow it to modernize and invest in efficient service. The Postal Service Reform Act, passed 79-19, provides financial flexibility for the mail agency to take on improvements that have been debated upon for years. Republicans have traditionally criticized it as a poster child for government waste and incompetence, even as it won high marks for approval and trust from the public. Why? Because everybody wants the benefit. This is one of the reasons why FedEx and UPS have been making gobs and gobs of money, because a lot of people don't trust the Postal Service. Why is that? Very simply, why a lot of them don't trust the banks. Three words. Know thy customer. Is that on the tip of your tongue? You talk about an invasion of privacy? Yeah. You visit the post office a lot. They know who you are. They see where you're mailing stuff. Yeah, I know. It's sad but true, isn't it, this invasion of privacy? And so you look at all of this war we wage on Russia, Coke and Pepsi suspending business there. They decided they're going to cease their companies operating in Russia because of the war in Ukraine, suspending their businesses there. Public pressure. Yeah, who's putting the pressure on them, really? McDonald's looking at doing the same thing. I guess you folks like paying $8 per gallon for gas in many areas, especially in California. Their average price of gasoline per gallon rose $5 a gallon or more, 5.44 per gallon on Tuesday. News of this high price shock, sticker shock across the Golden State is spreading. The Chevron in the town of Mendocino was selling regular gas at $8.45 a gallon on Tuesday. In the San Antonio area, it was going for $4.40 a gallon when everybody else was pricing theirs at $3.79. Well, this is why Gas Buddy is out there, so you can find the cheapest price on gas. And I'm not promoting them. I'm just saying it's an alternative. It's a solution. We're all in it for solutions. The other thing to do is not go to work. The other idea is have a nationwide shutdown. Nobody goes to work. Nobody buys gas. Then all of a sudden they have a glut. And you know what happens when they had a glut? Look back in history now, what 2020 has shown you. When you have a glut, the price of gas comes way down. And nobody buys it, even when there is a glut. And they've got all this storage. What are we going to do with all this? Well, we're going to have to drop the price in order to sell it. Its gas is going to go bad. We're going to be stuck with it. These morons don't understand that we, the people, have more power than they think we do. Judge Clarence Thomas, by the way, is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reevaluate big tech's immunity under Section 230. That's that little FCC code, you know. Basically, what it does is it makes big tech liable for its own acts and omissions. It grants publishers against being held strictly liable for third parties' content, which protects Facebook from liability. They need to reevaluate that because we cannot allow Facebook to control our elections. Yep, Mr. Zuckerberg has to answer to this now, folks. He's made his billions. Now he gets to answer for it. We also have to ask why we have online DNA testing and what that's doing to your privacy. Everybody wants to get their DNA tested to find out legacy tree. Remember all these little things we want to do, our little thing here. It's called ancestry. We want to look up and find out our heritage, find out what they ate. Maybe there's something wrong with our system because we're not eating what our ancestors ate. What do you think they're doing with your DNA samples? Once given out, there's no coming back. Think about that. We have some other interesting news, some sideline notes. In Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, that's like their FBI, say freezing convoy protesters' accounts is necessary as opposition MPs question why court orders were not used. No, they're just going to go out and do it because they can. Because the people in power, the majority in power, which, you know, we've had George Freund on the radio explaining, as many of my other friends who were from Canada explaining, that you got 2,000 or 3,000 people that are diehard voters, and they vote the majority party in power. And because the majority party is in power, they put Trudeau and Freeland in power. Now, if the other party won, they would have the opportunity to put their people in power and fix all this. But the problem is, they're not going to the polls. Maybe they have the same kind of garbage trash issues going on with their election that we seem to have here. There is a top scientist who held and hid the truth about ivermectin. You want to point a finger at somebody? At a time when the nations of the world were recording 15,000 COVID deaths a day, Dr. Andrew Hill of the University of Liverpool was about to publish a meta-analysis for the World Health Organization and other leading health agencies, indicating the remarkable effectiveness of a repurposed drug in treating COVID-19, reducing hospitalization by some 80%. But when he published his highly influential preprint paper on January 18, 2021, his stated conclusion did not match the study's findings. So instead of urging physicians around the world who were desperate for solutions to try the safe and effective drug ivermectin, Hill wrote, ivermectin should be validated in larger, appropriately controlled randomized trials before the results are sufficient for review by regulatory agencies. And Dr. Tess Lowry, you've heard that name before, she confronted Hill in a remarkable Zoom video conversation that was recorded, went viral, in a short documentary produced by Oracle Films. You know, he thinks he's in a sensitive position. She replied, lots of people are in sensitive positions. They're in hospitals and ICUs dying, and they need ivermectin. What's wrong with you? This is the craziness about when you pay attention to what the government is saying and not what your own conscience is telling you, because you've been shut down and programmed in your house by mainstream media for 20 months, which is one of the reasons why. You know, we have people like Dr. David Martin, who is now coming out saying, we now have the data. It proves COVID shots modify the genomes. These are gene therapy drugs designed to harm people. They are not there to stop COVID, despite the little narrative about, well, if you get the shot and you get COVID symptoms, you won't get them as bad. You'll get over them quickly. And everybody thinks, oh, gee, isn't that wonderful? David Martin says, you people are crazy if you take these jabs. These are there to harm you. This is genetic engineering and genetic modification. In fact, it's gene therapy designed to harm humanity, perpetually make humanity a slave to the ongoing gene editing fantasies of psychopaths like Klaus Schwab. We are going to change you. We are going to change you. Most people don't understand this whole thing. The whole mess we're in right now started in the 1950s when we took what were chromosomes, which is the naturally occurring form of nucleic acids in the human body, and pull them apart and turn them into what we call DNA. That model does not exist. In reality, it doesn't exist in any living system. What does exist are chromosomes, the entangled version of nucleic acids. But what we did, science took them apart and took them into these big, long strings. And then what they found is there are sequences inside of what these call, we call them genes. Inside the genes, we found what were subsequences, which are actually the ability to insert or delete information into the genome. And then they injected them into every willing soul throughout the world, including the U.S. These vaccines have been a necessary part of the agenda to enslave us all, making it more obvious. Prepare for the next announcement or crisis. We're going to see what these sociopaths have in mind for all of us and what role these vaccines are going to play, especially with 5G. You want to turn on 5G? I think we're starting to see evidence of that and what it does to the human body and the brain. And now you have this magnetic hydrogel, which has graphene oxide in it, floating around in your brain, little microscopic razor blades, chewing up your blood vessels, causing strokes and heart attacks. Oh, but we have to have the jab. What? What do you mean your brother didn't take the jab? We have to beat on him and make him take the jab. Oh, the whole family's now in an uproar. You see what they did to us? This is what they've done to us. They have alienated family against family, brother against sister, parents against children. And you know, it's really sad. You've got a Navy warship out there. The government refuses to deploy. They don't want to let that deployment of that Navy ship out because its leader, the commander, remains unvaccinated. It's an East Coast guided missile destroyer. It's out of commission. A Florida federal judge ruled the Navy and Marine Corps can't remove its officer for being unvaccinated, so it's docked in Norfolk, Virginia. You see, he doesn't want to get the jab. Maybe that commander of that ship knows somebody. He knows something that a lot of the military who were forced to get the jab don't realize. This is what's scary about this whole thing, folks. And this little thing, this genotoxic molnupiravir and its ability to potentially cause viral mutants and worsen the pandemic. Well, this is invented by Merck, an expensive ivermectin competitor. And here you are taking molnupiravir because the government said so. So what the government says must be true. Heh. Remember that old saying? Hi, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. Bull pucky to that. We are at war with our own United States government, folks. If you haven't woken up and realized that, you should, and you should tell your friends why we're at war. Not one thing this administration has done has benefited America at all. All you have to do is go to the gas pump in the grocery store to see two prime examples of this garbage. This is one of the reasons why after we get back from this next break, Marjorie Wildcraft from the Grow Network is going to be joining us to talk to us about surviving, because you're going to start in the near future seeing your grocery store shelves being depleted. And with these chemtrails sprinkling all this garbage, this graphene oxide all over everything and everybody, you can't even do raised bed gardening. I just, you know, I was beside myself. I'm going, well, now we're going to have to get a bigger greenhouse. You got to keep this toxic crap off of our food. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take out as many people as possible. They've all subscribed to the population bomb. Thank you, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, for the obvious. And your wife, Ann, too. She co-authored this book way back in the 60s, and they're all subscribing to it. Now they want to all do us in. Think about this. Ponder these things for a moment. We'll be back after the break with Marjorie Lovecraft from the GoTo Network. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.